with great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, welcome, good afternoon. It's The Business Bunker Show. It's a gorgeous day down here on the marsh, and you're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my absolutely stunningly lovely co-presenter, Jules Serkin. Hello, Jules.
Hello.
How are you?
Did you catch that alpaca in the end?
No.
Yeah, well, listener, we were all galloping round, because it's a really lovely spring day outside in Dymchurch. Mm. So we're all galloping round the field trying to catch the alpacas. And Mr. Andrews did catch one, and he's taking it off, I think, to make some socks out of it, aren't you?
Something like
going
that.
Going to shear it.
That would be made up then, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Anyway, welcome to the Business Bunker Show, show number 113. Would you believe?
You don't look any older, Paul.
I know. Doesn't time fly when you're having fun?
Yeah.
Anyway, this show is for you, the businesses of Kent. All those small and medium-sized enterprises that make our economy work. We're here to promote you and all the things you do. So don't forget that. You know, this is what we're all about. It's a positive show. We don't do negative news here. It's all about promoting the various suppliers, services, creatives, manufacturing, engineering, producers of Kent. We've got 60,000 small businesses in our county, and it's all about supporting them. So if you'd like a mention on our show, you can do that in the following ways. You can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, or you can tweet me by following me at VanillaWeb and sending me a tweet, and we have had a few tweets in already. Or you can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. We'd love to hear from you, so please do interact with the show. It's what makes it work. Thank you. So I think what we'll do, Jules, is we'll start with an email or two. What do you reckon?
You know, you said you don't do negative.
Yeah.
Here's a very negative one.
All right.
Divorce workshop.
All right, okay.
I suppose it could be positive, couldn't it?
Yeah, yeah,
if you're
yeah.
married to a rat, then...
Yeah.
So there is a divorce workshop, and it's Deal Mediation Services for When the Dream Ends. This is Saturday, the 23rd of March, 11 to 2. It's at Cliff Street, at Cliff Street Chambers in Broadstairs. If you're thinking of getting divorced or separating from your partner but don't know where to start, why not come to this free workshop hosted by McAllister White, the solicitors and Deal Mediation Services. You can meet professionals, you can find out what you need to do. And to reserve a place or for more info, contact Kathy O'Mahony. There is a phone number which I'll read out after this, but there is an email which is admin@dealmediationservices.co.uk, and the phone number is 01304 800001, and details of that will go on the Business Bunker. I'm sure none of you are thinking of getting divorced, but they will be up there for if the occasion ever arises.
Sure. I mean, yeah, you are right. It is a negative, but it isn't totally a negative, is it? If it's come to the point where you have to do that, you might as well, you know how to go about doing it and do it properly, because...
Having been divorced twice and cocked it up both times in my divorces...
language, please.
Cock. Am I
language,
not allowed to
say
please. That?
Yeah.
Male chicken.
Yeah.
Cock of van.
Yeah. Okay, well... okay, right. Moving on swiftly.
Swift. Now there's another one. Swift-o-van. That's lovely. Even nicer than Coco-van.
No Swifts were in the making of this programme. Thank you. I've got a request here, which is slightly unusual, so I need to pick my way through it and make sure that I've made myself understood with this. Steve from Elmcourt and Tunbridge Farmers Market.
A guest on Scoff and
Yeah, Croft. Steve Wood, isn't it?
Yeah, Steve Wood.
He produces a newsletter called the Farmers Market News, and that goes to all the hundreds of people, and it literally is hundreds, of people that run businesses that take stalls and stands at the various farmers markets around Kent.
So he's got Elmcourt and Tunbridge Wells.
Yeah. and Tunbridge. So there's hundreds of small businesses that sell their products and produce at his farmers markets. And Steve produces a regular newsletter, paper-based newsletter. Oh, there's a phone call.
Shall I get it for you?
Would you mind?
Yeah. Hello, you're calling the business bunker.
Ooh, we'll come back to you in a moment.
Yes, it is.
I think we got a caller. Anyway, yes. Steve has asked me to let you know that if you are a business, like an accountancy or a law firm or anyone else, so anyone else that would like to put their products or services in front of a client market of more than 100 small businesses, if you let Steve know, it's free to advertise in his newsletter, but what he'd like you to do is discount it.
Tell me your name.
So if you could offer a 10% discount or something like that, that will get you a free advert on a regular basis in the newsletter that goes to the people that exhibit at the farmers markets. Sorry about that. We had an uninterruptible phone call there.
It was a very famous singer-songwriter.
Oh, was it?
But not for you, for New Potato Show.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, it's for New Potatoes later, blimey. Okay, all right. Good. So, sorry about that. Let me do that again, because that was kind of a bit convoluted and interrupted.
A bit bitty.
Yeah, it was. So, the Farmers Market newsletter is looking for businesses that want to advertise for free, and you get to advertise for free by offering a small discount to the people that are using your service. So that's how it works, allegedly. Oh, we got through that eventually, with phone calls and all kinds.
And very well,
yeah.
May I say.
Good. So go with another email, Jules.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm just putting my earphones on.
It's all going Pete Tong here at the moment.
No, it's going very well.
Our studio guest has just rung, which is why we had to answer that phone surreptitiously. Our studio guest has just rung to say she's almost all the way here, only to find all the roads have been closed and she can't make it for the last half mile.
Behind a tractor.
Yeah, so we're waiting for her to arrive.
Whitstable Stove Shop are saying hello as well to Business Bunker listeners. Woodburners, and they're based in Whitstable Saddleton Road.
Cool, thank you for that.
Kent Institute of Medicine and Surgery, this is new jobs. Maidstone's new state-of-the-art medical facility at Newnham, how do I say it?
Newnham,
as I said it, close to the M20, is already creating jobs for local people. The £80 million hospital is set to create 400 jobs in the long term, but statistics from Vinoy Construction Limited show that the construction of the KIMS, has already provided a boost to local employment. I ought to put my glasses on, actually.
Would help.
Yeah. Well, I took them off to answer the phone, because, you know, I'm at that
stage. As you do. Yeah.
I only need glasses.
Because you don't need to see who you're talking to.
No. 544 people have been inducted on the project. Have you ever been inducted, darling?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. On the project during the first 8 months of construction, with 30% of those carrying out non-specialist services on the site living within 10 miles of the project, and just under 50% travelling less than 20 miles. And another press release here, more new jobs. Kent's reputation as one of the UK's leading counties in which businesses can grow has been further enhanced by Concur, a firm that's set to have more than doubled its Kent workforce in just 5 years. And this is an integrated travel and expense management solutions provider. And they've moved into the county in 2008, and they got assistance from investment promotion agency, the great and fabulous Locate in Kent. Well done there. Having enjoyed consistent growth in the last 4 years, the company has extended the range of services available to its clients and subsequently increased the number of people it employs at Kent Science Park by 72%. It now plans to increase its headcount by up to 25% during this financial year, a move that will more than double Concur's original workforce. So well done there. Two great new positive emails.
It's brilliant. There's lots of work in the county, and there's lots of things happening, and there's businesses growing and developing and improving the economy. And that's good news, and we need to celebrate it more.
And tell us, let us know on the business.
Yeah, do let us know if you're expanding, if you're opening new branches, if you're merging with other companies, any of your business news,
let
us know.
Taking on an apprentice.
Sorry?
Taking on an apprentice.
Or taking on an apprentice, or work experience people, or anything like that, let us know.
Pilgrim's Hospices, the Anne Robertson Centre, Paul.
Right.
They've opened an education, training, conference and events centre. You can look on their website, which is www.annrobertsoncentre.org. I can hear you chuckling.
Yeah.
And the phone number is 01227, which is the Canterbury code, 812616. Training and meeting rooms for hire. Open day is this Friday, the 8th of March, 8:30 in the morning till 6. 10% off bookings that are made on the day. And that's the Anne Robertson Centre. .org. So hello to Pilgrim's Hospice, who are great and avid listeners of the Business Bunker.
Cool. I've got an email here from Zoe Cairns. Come along to our monthly meeting and learn new updates and cutting edge information about social media and the online digital world with a guest speaker from the digital sector and Zoe's social media expertise. Take away the latest invaluable information and use immediately for your online marketing. Having a problem with your social media activity? 20-minute clinic sessions at the end of each meeting. Bring plenty of business cards as there's lots of networking opportunities. It includes tea and coffee, and you can book your place at the following website, which is www.zcsocialmedia.eventbrite.co.uk, and there is a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website, which you can follow up. So do have a look at that. And the March meeting agenda starts at 6:15 and it goes on to finish at 18:30. And you can book your place on the website that I've just given you. And Zoe also says, if you would like to bring along a free guest with you, if you email her and email the name, address and the company name to info@zcsocialmedia.com, so that they can make sure there's enough tea and coffee and a seat ready too. So that's a free guest who is someone who hasn't been before. So do get along to that, because I understand that's a pretty good event. So you can check all of that out. And the link to that can be found on the Kent Business Radio website. I think we'll do some tweets now. We've got a few tweets coming in. Let's see what we've got. We have Fruitworks have tweeted in just to remind us that the Create event is on this Thursday, and there are a couple of tickets left. There's not many left, but there are a couple of tickets left. It's a free event, and it features Mr. Peter Cook from the Academy of Rock, who will also be signing his latest book there. And the other speaker is Mr. Alan Noak of iSlab, iShop Kent, and the world's most expensive link fame. So do get along to that. It's a cracking evening. You get a free beer, tea and coffee. It's free to attend, and it's an evening that goes with a swing. It's from 7 o'clock until 9:30 on Thursday evening at Fruitworks, which is in Stour Street, Canterbury. So thanks for that. We've also had a tweet from Iron Maids, and it says, hi Paul, we'd love a mention on the show, and we hope the sun's shining on you too. It's a beautiful day. Well, it certainly is. Thank you, Iron Maids. You can follow them on Twitter at Iron Maids, M-A-I-D-S. And, yeah, it's a beautiful day down here on the marsh. So, sorry, there's people wandering in and out of my studio at the moment. It's a beautiful day down here on the marsh. So, yeah, it's lovely and sunny. Let's hope that spring is sprung. I've also had a tweet from Meta Baron. All the best for another great Business Bunker radio show. I'm listening in. Fantastic. Keep it up. Thank you, Meta. It's lovely to hear from you. What else have I got here?
You're on your own, Mr. Bunker.
Yeah, you disappeared all
back
of a sudden.
Now.
Yeah.
I was just welcoming our guest who's made it through the country lanes. And she's arrived and she's just sitting down.
Yeah, I understand that all the roads were blocked by sweeping herds of wild alpacas were charging around the country lanes, blocking them all for some reason. I've got the 6th annual Herne Bay Projects and Business Showcase here, sponsored by East Kent College and Vatenfall. It's on the 6th of March, which I think you'll find is manana tomorrow.
It is.
and it's from 2pm till 7pm, and it's at the King's Hall, Beacon Hill, Herne Bay, and it's supporting community projects, local businesses and local employment. If you'd like more information about the exhibition, then you can go to canterbury.gov.uk/Herne Bay Projects. That's all one word. That's canterbury.gov.uk/Herne Bay Projects, or you can email paul.spree@canterbury.gov.co.uk. .gov.uk.
You know, that's we had Patrick Ryan, Paul, and listener, who spoke at the Lendlease Canterbury Tweet Up last Thursday, and he was telling us all about the Herne Bay Showcase. It's amazing what they're doing in Herne Bay. So, wrote about him in my weekly business column a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
Calling it the Canterbury Mafia.
Really?
Yeah, I'll send you a clipping of it. But it's a great idea for Herne Bay to showcase it.
Cool.
And I will be going, and maybe you'll pop in.
Cool. Yep, that sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage?
Bit of tunage.
Who are you playing?
Mustang Sally.
Oh, lovely.
Mustang Sally. Guess who better slow than Mustang down? Mustang Sally, my baby. Guess who better slow than Mustang down? You've been running all over town. Oh, I guess you gotta put your flat feet on.
Mustang Sally there.
Yeah, that was a different version from the one I know, Mr. Bunker.
That was a commitment. Anyway, hopefully we have our first guest on the show today, Mr. Daryl Woodhouse of Advantage Business Partnership. Good morning or afternoon, Daryl.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Jules.
Hello, Daryl.
How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. It's cool. Really nice to have some warm sunshine today.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful day, isn't it? I think you're in London at the moment, aren't you, Daryl?
I am indeed.
Yeah, how is it there? Is it a nice spring day there too?
Yeah, it's nice and sunny. Our office in the West End was a bit too noisy today, so I had to pop into a private meeting room in a flexible workspace.
Ah, cool. Well, we like flexible workspaces around here.
Does that mean he's doing yoga?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am standing on my head.
Cool stuff.
Not again, Daryl.
So, Daryl, tell us a little bit about you and a little bit about Advantage Business Partnership.
Fantastic. Thanks, Paul. Yes, well, my background is sort of banking, strategy and leadership. Started my career on an executive leadership training program at HSBC, ended up in commercial banking in Barclays Bank, moving up to a national role. While I was doing that, I got into voluntary enterprise mentoring, which was me trying to keep in touch with small businesses while I was working in kind of a national head office role, and found that I really enjoyed mentoring, coaching small businesses, and also that there's a lot of opportunity for businesses to receive more of the right quality and affordable advice.
Right.
And so I ended up founding Advantage Business Partnerships just over a year ago, and we've built a team of 17 now in that space of time, building up a nice portfolio with early stage startup businesses across the country,
right.
Particularly in London, home counties, and South East,
right
through to much more established medium sized companies, both successful high growth companies, but also we can help companies that are finding it particularly difficult at the moment as well. So there's kind of two ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because there is a lot of stuff about, you know, I mean, funnily enough, I know you've been listening to the show. Oh, we've got some crackling there. I know you've been listening to the show so far, but, sorry?
Any pork to go with the crackling?
Oh, you can't get, sorry, Daryl, you can't get a staff. I'm sorry. I don't know what to do with it. I've completely lost my thread now. Thank you for that, Jules. That was useful. You were listening to the show earlier and we were talking about a lot of the positive things that are happening around Kent in terms of businesses expanding and what have you, but there is this continual media drip about how everything's dire and everything's dying and everything's going wrong and so on and so forth, and that can let people, you know, give up too easily, I believe, you know. So guys like you that are there to help people think these things through are enormously beneficial. So give us some pointers at some of the things that you're kind of looking at when you work with small and medium-sized growing businesses.
Yeah, no, thank you, Paul. Well, basically, sometimes it's the simple things that count, and when you're running a business, as I've experienced myself now, it's very hard sometimes to just take time out to focus on the small and the simple things and get those things working really, really well, because you have to deal with so many different balls, really, that you have to juggle in the air at once when you're running a business. And it can be very easy to get engrossed in dealing with things on a reactive day-to-day basis, and easy to not take time out regularly, even a couple of hours a week, just to review strategy, review results.
So that again, you should take a couple of hours out a week?
Yeah, even just taking a couple of hours out of the week where you're not dealing with emails and phone calls non-stop, you can actually just think about how things are going, where you're going to get the best use of your time in the week that's coming, what went well last week, what didn't work well, involving the team.
Yeah. Hang on, Daryl.
Yeah?
I've got to pick Paul up off his chair because he's fallen off.
I take a couple of hours out a week. I normally do between 2 and 4 on a Sunday morning.
I know the feeling.
Yeah. No, sorry to interrupt, Daryl.
As I say, it's also just important as well. A lot of business owners that we speak to don't actually get much feedback or involve their team or their employees on how things are going and how things could be better or more efficient. So sometimes it's work. The business owner is very easy to try and cut up all the answers yourself, but actually you've hired or built a great team around you, and make sure you leverage their ideas and input.
Sure, yeah. So, I mean, is that another area that you focus on? Is that getting that team together and getting the team functioning?
Yeah, absolutely. Helping the business management team get the best from their staff and from their business model, helping improve efficiencies, improve income and net profit of the business, time management, leadership management skills, looking at sales and new business development strategies, and actually really focusing on what works best for the business,
yep.
And making that work even better, rather than the kind of scattergun approach to sales and marketing, trying to do a bit of everything,
right.
Which more often than not that doesn't work and can cost a lot of money. And the other thing, touch on what you said earlier, Paul, around all the bad news in the media. We obviously see a lot of this stuff as well at our team, but when we're with businesses on a day-to-day basis, we find that actually those businesses that are a little bit more creative and do take a little bit more time out to plan better and get more from their team, those are the ones that just with a little bit of tweaking are a lot more successful, and they aren't finding it tough. So there's definitely a lot of scaremongering in the media.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. And do you work often with family-orientated businesses?
Yes, all the time. Generally, owner-managed businesses, from small startups up to much larger, medium-sized firms, that some of which have been handed down 3 or 4 generations, in fact.
Yeah, I mean, that in itself can present its own problems and interests, can't it?
Yes, oh, very much so. A lot of politics sometimes, right. Internal conflicts. Just to name a few.
All right. Cool. Look, Darryl, we could talk about this for ages, and I know that you're hoping to come on the show as a studio guest in a few weeks' time, where we can develop this some more, and we certainly look forward to that. I understand you've got a bit of a special offer for the listeners of the Bunker Show at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got two, actually.
Okay.
As mentioned, I'm calling from a flexible workspace in London called Near Desk. Near Desk.
Near Desk, yeah.
Yes. And they're actually positioned as the Oyster Card of flexible workspace. So they've got sites all over the UK now.
Right.
It's a really young but fast-growing business, and they've got some very clever online technologies as well to make them efficient and make them accessible to employees and business owners all over the UK. Mm. I just mentioned to them that I was popping on the show, and they said, oh, would you like a special offer? And I thought, well, why not?
Yeah.
Add some value add for the listeners today. But basically, if people want to have a look at neardesk.com, and if they quote Kent Business Radio, they can have a first year's membership for free.
Superb.
Normally £20. So there's a little value add there.
Brilliant, thank you.
And in addition, from Advantage, we will offer a complimentary business assessment to any listeners today as well. And again, they just need to contact us for our website or by calling us, and just need to quote Kent Business Radio.
Cool. So that's Advantage Business Ltd, AdvantageBusinessLimited.com?
Yes, that's correct.
Cool. So if they go to your website and contact you and mention the Business Bunker, they can get a complimentary assessment.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. That is brilliant, Darryl. Thank you so much for both of those.
I'm just tweeting that now, Darryl, and yeah. It's also at Near Desk, Paul.
Near Desk, it's a Twitter handle. We will put links to both of those organisations on the Kent Business Radio website so that people can follow up if they want to. For the moment, Darryl, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. Absolute pleasure to hear from you. Enjoy the rest of your day in sunny London, and we hope to see you soon as a guest actually in the studio.
Absolutely. No, thank you very much both for the opportunity. Thanks, Jules.
No, brilliant. And we'll talk to you again soon, Darryl.
Absolutely. Good luck for the rest of the show today.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Cheers.
Speak
soon. Bye.
Bye-bye. So that's Darryl Woodhouse of Advantage Business Partnership, and you can follow them on Twitter, and I think Darryl's Twitter handle, if I remember rightly, is at DJW. No, I can't remember.
If you just do the Business Bunker hashtag, so hashtag Business Bunker,
yeah, you'll
see all
it.
The tweets from today. But the one of the offers was at Near Desk. And he's got quite a few Twitter handles, Paul, that's why you can't remember them. There's at Advantage _BP.
Yep.
And then there's at DJM Woodhouse.
That's the one I was trying to remember, yeah, DJM so Woodhouse.
I think you've done very well because he's got three. But mention Business Bunker, mention you heard it, and to get your free assessment.
Yep. And you can go to his website, advantagebusinessltd.com. So thank you for that, Daryl. Thank you for joining us. Cool.
And it's you'll put details up on Business Bunker after.
We will indeed. It's all a bit fraught today, isn't it?
Yes.
Cool. I will... Jules was busily thrusting her phone in my face.
I wanted to show you the picture because it's quite funny, you know my humour.
Thank you.
But there was at Near Desk, because I went on and followed them, and there's a very handsome guy sitting at the desk modelling, and I wondered if it was Daryl, that's all.
I'll let you know in a minute, yeah, I'll have a look.
I didn't know if he was your type, but this Thursday, the 7th of March, Step Up Exhibition. This is for any businesses that would like to exhibit at this event, and they just have one or two more spaces left. The price is £20 a stand and £5 for the networking lunch. The Marlow Innovation Centre, in partnership with Kuma Sewell. Kuma. Duke's, it's a silent B, isn't it? C-O-O-M-B-E-R, so it's Kuma Sewell, I'm pretty sure. Enterprises is hosting a Step Up Business Expo, and that's this Thursday, the 7th of March, from 9:30 till 2. It's promising to be a morning which is jam-packed with various business stands, top-notch speakers, and a networking lunch. The events aim to help guide micro and small businesses towards the next step in growth. They guarantee each and every person who attends will be able to take something useful out of the event, and there is a lucky draw. Entrance is free. I'm going to read out the email for that, sorry, the website for that, and a phone number. So grab your pen, www.kumasewell.co.uk. So it's C-O-O-M for mother, B-E-R, S for sugar, E-W-E-L-L.co.uk. You can phone Jane or Joyce, 077-99-514470, or Joyce, 077-89-685-185. And we'll put details of that on the Business Bunker after the show. So it's a free business event.
Cool. Thank you for that. We've had a load of tweets all of a sudden, so they're all coming thick and fast now.
A bit like the buses.
Yeah. Do you find this? I'm looking at my Twitter handle, and you know I read a tweet from Iron Maids earlier.
And they disappear.
And they disappeared from my timeline. It's ridiculous,
it's
isn't
it?
It's
quite odd, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't know how that happens.
But we cannot take on Twitter, Paul, can we? Because no. I have all sorts of issues with Twitter.
Yeah, anyway.
Things happen.
Yeah. Anyway, we've had a tweet from Eke Media, Brant and the guys down there, newly moved into their new offices in Otford.
Yes.
Listening in. Hi, guys. Welcome. Good to have you on board.
It's about time you came in the studio.
Yeah. Yeah. We haven't seen them for a while, have we?
Just sit next to me.
Yeah. We had loads of tweets from New Potatoes and Cheryl Randira all listening in.
Oh, tell New Potatoes.
Sue Parker. Yeah.
Jamie, the phone call that interrupted us was a message for you from Jenny. She's a singer-songwriter. You asked for people to send in songs, and she says, have you got it yet? So I've got a number for you here. So can you ask your listeners not to interrupt the Business Bunker, please? This is a serious business show. Otherwise, we
allegedly. Allegedly.
We're going to sabotage his show. Should we phone up, Paul?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, I'll be here anyway, so I'm producing it.
All right.
Kevin Hadlow's tweeted saying, unfortunately, he can't listen to the rest of the show. He's going to have to listen again because he's got to go and have his physiotherapy on his poorly neck.
God, he's had his teeth, he's had his neck.
I know,
oh,
well,
man.
He had a bit of an accident thingy, didn't he?
So, did he?
Yeah, a bit of whiplash, I think.
Oh, what, somebody went into him?
I don't know the details, which is why I'm not speculating.
There's a speed networking lunch, Paul, in Sittingbourne.
Is there?
It's Wednesday the 13th of March, so that's next Wednesday, 12 to 2 o'clock. It's at the Newton House Conference Centre, Sittingbourne. So they look forward to seeing you. Jen Francis, UK Speed Networking. No email there, but I guess you can just look on Speed Networking Lunch Sittingbourne. And it's Newton House Conference Centre, Sittingbourne. Remind me never to have two flapjacks before doing the Business Bunker.
Why?
Because it's made me really thirsty and really full.
Really?
Yeah, full of sugar.
And we needed to know that.
Yeah, well, you know I get a bit wild when I have sugar.
Wilder. Yeah, thank you for that.
Hey, looking forward to the Produced in Kent dinner this Friday.
Yes, that should be interesting, shouldn't it? We've got quite a big table going tonight.
All the winners being announced for, if you're a Kent foodie, of which lots listen to Business Bunker, we will be at the Produced in Kent. Paul Andrews will be there, ruling the roost.
Yep, absolutely. Some more tweets. We've had Chris Pollard from Chris Connect IT, listening in from the beach. Well, actually, the shingle in his garden. Thank you for that, Chris.
I wonder if he's in a deck chair.
Yeah. We've also had Made in Kent, who are listening in. Thanks, guys. And Miriam McGurk, listening and writing to you from the loft in Maidstone. Hi, Miriam. Thank you for that. And Karen Wilkins from Avocet. Karen, that's her Twitter handle, Avocet Recruitment. Please mention Avocet Careers Coach's chance to win a free mentoring and see the link for details. And I'll see if I can read this link because it's kind of messed it up a bit on Twitter. But it's facebook.com/pages/ Avocet, Avocet hyphen S, and then it runs out. So if you want to find out that, you can either... look at the Business Bunker hashtag on Twitter and you'll see it from Karen. I will put a link to it on the Business Bunker website so you can follow up with it later. But that's Avocet Careers Coaches and it's a chance to win free mentoring. So do have a look at that. Maidstone Jelly. These are new listeners.
Yes, they are.
We're launching the first Maidstone Jelly at St. Stone Studios on Monday. That was hard to say. That's their Twitter handle, @ST_Stone Studios on Monday. It says see a shortened link for details. People must remember, when you put websites on Twitter, it shortens the link and I can't read it.
No.
What we'll do is find that and put it on the website. But I happen to know that Maidstone Jelly is a shared workspace, co-working space.
Okay.
At the studios.
It's not a little pectin factory then or anything?
No. It doesn't involve sweeties. So you can forget about that, Jules.
Mm.
I think they're based over near St. Faith Street area of Maidstone by the old museum there, I think.
You've had a tweet from James Walker as well.
Have I?
Thanks to Vanilla Web, Jules Serkin, for following. Please visit jwalkerguitar.co.uk if you or anyone you know is looking for guitar lessons or music lessons. You don't believe me, do you? He's definitely tweeted.
I do. I'm looking at it. I'm reading at it.
No, I could see you scrolling to see if you'd got it.
Cool.
Oh, disbelieving one.
Yeah. And Brant's answered your request for him to appear on the show again. Have you seen that?
He said he's skiving off.
He's just about to skive off, yeah. So he may give us a call next week, if that's okay. Of course it is, Brant. We'd love to hear from you.
Is that depending on whether the sun's out or not, Brant, next week?
Yeah.
No,
we'd love to hear from you any time, Brant. So do give us a call next week.
Hey, Brant would be able to show you how to catch an alpaca and shear it, wouldn't he? Yeah, because they do all that in New Zealand, don't they?
No.
With sheep?
No.
Yeah, sheep.
Jules, let me tell you unequivocally, alpacas do not come from New Zealand.
No, but sheep, there's not much difference to shearing an alpaca or a sheep.
There's not much difference. Well, I'll get you some lamb sauce. Yeah. You roast it and then you tell me.
You mean eating?
Yeah.
Eating, Mum.
Anyway, talking about such things as Haglund's alpacas, Haglund's have got a vintage weekend on the 6th and 7th of April. It's an all-day event where there's loads of, you know, reenactment vehicles and stuff like that. And then in the evening, from 7 p.m. till late, they've got the 1940s dance stage. And that's dancing to the D-Day Darlings. There's a buffet, there's entertainment, or there's a two-course vintage feast. It's £25 for...
Does that mean it's sort of got mould on? It's been there since the 1940s.
I don't know why I bother. I'm just going to ignore her from now on in. It's just impossible. She's in one of those moods today, and she's been in that mood all day. And I thought Off the Wall Productions last week was bad enough, but it's just getting worse, listener. Sorry about that. We'll try and work our way through this and ignore her.
I'm just thinking Miss Havisham, you know, with all the cobwebs on, this vintage...
It's £25 for a two-course meal... Or, if you don't want to eat, you can just go for the entertainment only, which is only £12. And if you remember back that far, listener, before we had the story about Miss Havisham and the whole of Charles Dickens repertoire. It's the 6th and 7th of April, and it's from 7 p.m. till late. That's a Saturday evening, and that's at Hagelands Village, down here at Burmarsh, in between Romney Marsh and Dymchurch.
She was cold, wasn't she, that Miss Havisham? She was harsh.
Yeah.
Wicked woman.
I think she'd be a good co-presenter, though.
Do you?
Would you reckon?
There's a business networking breakfast with a difference. It includes a full English. It's 8 o'clock to 9 a.m. It's Kent Invicta Chambers. Their non-members can come a little bit cheaper. Their members can come a bit cheaper at £12.50. Non-members £17.50 plus VAT. The next one is the 6th of March in Ashford, the 7th of March in Gravesend, 14th of March Canterbury, and the 4th of April Tunbridge Wells. There are lots more dates there, going out to Ashford, Rochester and Lenham. We will put details up on the Business Bunker, but you can Google Kent Invicta Chamber and look up the breakfast networking with business sessions. There's cool. Also an after hours club too.
Thank you. Chris Pollard has just tweeted. He says, I think you'll find alpacas are native to Bermondsey.
Bermondsey?
Bermondsey. South East London, mate.
I've actually got one in my drawer, Chris, the purple one. There were socks, you know, that I've got from an alpaca that I bought from here.
Really? Yes, you got alpaca socks, have you?
Yeah, I bought them.
Are they any good?
They cost me a fortune.
Yeah, and they're good. Are they warm?
They're fabulous.
Are they?
Yeah.
Cool.
But they're purple, so I'm not sure how you get a purple alpaca. But
yeah, because I don't suppose they dyed them or anything.
No, dye.
Yeah, okay. Do you know what? I've had enough of this.
Yeah, you've
it's really getting far too much for me.
I told you I'd had too many flapjacks.
I know. We've had a sugar rush here. Sorry, listener. I think we're going to play some more music, and then we'll talk to our studio guest who has made fantastic efforts to join us today, trying to get round the closed roads of South East Kent and the Romney Marsh.
I wonder if she's got a book offer for a Business Bunker listeners.
She may well have, but we'll find out when we come back. But first of all, we're going to play a bit of this. Mm. Have a bit of dancing in the street.
Oh, lovely.
Okay! Tokyo! South America! Australia! France! Germany! UK!
Swing. Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Hey, welcome back. Bit of Jagger and Bowie there, dancing in the streets.
Yeah, you were Jagger, I was Bowie.
Yeah, absolutely. You should have seen us popping in this studio.
You should have seen us last week doing David Essex.
Oh, that was classic,
yeah. We
were
great at that, weren't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think Sarah Rabbit really appreciated it.
No. No, we had a bit of a David Essex theme week last week because there's a stalker of this radio station that's also a David Essex fan that kept...
not that one that keeps phoning.
Yeah, kept phoning and tweeting in asking for David Essex numbers. Anyway, we'll ignore that. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back to the bunker Florence Perrault, before she gets in, from the Sophrology Academy. Florence was originally on the Business Bunker a few months ago, about middle of last year, weren't you, Florence? And she was then planning to write a book. And we said, well, when you've written it, you can come back on and tell us. Hey, and guess what? She's here. She's written it. It's published. It's out. Florence, absolutely lovely to see you. Thank you so much for making the effort to come. And I know it was an effort to get here, wasn't it?
Thank you, Paul. Well, yes, it is a great pleasure to be here today again. It was a bit complicated to get to you, not because of any alpacas, you know, being around, but just a few tractors here and there.
Right.
But gave me the occasion to practice my own teaching, so to speak, and have a little bit of instant serenity on the spot.
Fantastic. Before you tell us about the book, which is called Instant Serenity for Life and Work, before you tell us about that, just for those listeners that aren't familiar, could you just give us a bit of background to what sophrology is?
Absolutely. Mm. Sophrology is very similar to mindfulness. It's a relaxation technique, but it's also used to gain some energy back. So you have some breathing exercises, you have some movements, you have some guided visualizations and other calming and relaxing exercises. And the idea is to deal with your stress or your sleep or your anxiety.
Okay, cool. Always a good thing, especially in my case, especially if you work with Jules. But
I heard that.
Did you?
Yeah, she did.
And you're based, if I remember rightly, in Faversham?
No, in Ashford.
In Ashford. Have you moved?
I used to be in Faversham. That was a long time
ago.
You've got
long time
an
ago,
amazing memory.
Yeah.
Yes, now it's Ashford.
He's got a memory like an elephant.
Yeah. I was thinking of Alpaca, but I don't
know. No, I look like an elephant. I've got a memory. Yeah.
But in those grey trousers you wear sometimes.
Yeah.
Can't
the ones,
see them
with, the ones with a big trunk. Those ones, yeah. So just tell us a bit more, though, about the Sophrology Academy itself and the kind of things you offer there. I know that we got you here to talk about a book, but I think it's interesting because we've got lots of new listeners and they wouldn't have heard you the first time you're on. So I think it's worthwhile them knowing a bit more about what you actually do at the Sophrology Academy, just so that I can say sophrology lots and lots and lots and try and pronounce it properly.
Yes, you've practiced, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, at the Academy, we do two things. First, we help people with stress and insomnia.
Yep.
Especially people in burnout or very likely to go into burnout.
Yep.
And we also train people to become sophrologists. So
okay.
We are the very first established training centre in England.
Okay. It's our listeners won't be able to tell because your English is perfect, but you are indeed French.
I am.
Bonjour.
Come on, say you're one.
No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I was explaining to Florence that in my office back in Maidstone, we've just got this week, started yesterday, an intern working with us for a couple of weeks from France. And it turns out she can't speak any English. So it's just lucky that I'm fluent.
Oh, yeah.
Or, in fact, no, two words.
Yeah.
Bonjour, ça va. And d'accord, of course.
It's a good start, and with d'accord you get a long way, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know, funnily enough, many, many years ago, I worked in La Défense in Paris, only for a month or so. And I got by entirely on those three words.
Mais oui.
And shouting a lot.
Mais oui. What, and going off for 3-hour lunches?
Yeah, exactly.
That would suit you.
And playing bull, yeah. I've completely lost track again of what I was saying.
Playing bull,
haven't you? Yeah, no, that's what I was going to ask. Sophrology isn't something that has a particularly high profile in the UK at the moment. Is it something much bigger in France and other continental countries, or is it, how is it?
Well, absolutely. It's very, very new to the UK.
Yeah.
But on the continent, it's been around for more than 50 years, and right. It's huge. It's everywhere.
Right.
In companies, schools, to train athletes, stage people, everything you can think of, basically, in hospital, everywhere.
Right.
Just to give you an example, in France itself, we have more than 10,000 sophrologists.
Right, really?
And more than 100 schools.
That's incredible,
really?
Isn't it?
It is, isn't it? It just shows you. It's one of the reasons I wanted to ask, because we live in a connected world these days where, it's a global village, and I know that's a cliche, but, with Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and all the social media, you can talk to anyone anywhere in the world.
Absolutely.
But still, there are things that happen very close to us. France is only 20-odd miles away, and, there are things that happen that we're not aware of. And it's interesting when somebody brings something here that's slightly new and slightly different, but tried and tested. And that's the interesting thing about it, which is why I wanted France to tell our listener about it, because I just think it's cool. Good. Are there any other sophrology schools in the UK at the moment that you know of?
Well, there is a second one that is just about to open in London.
Right.
I don't know much more because they are
no
still...
Good. It's not good. It's not,
well, there's still it's a process
creating. Yeah, yeah.
No, but it's interesting to notice that it is coming. It is booming. It is developing because the last couple of years, it's suddenly arriving to England in quite a big way. So.
Yeah, cool.
Interesting.
Absolutely. So as well as offering clients, as it were, help with overcoming their issues and problems, you, as you say, offer training and development. And is there a qualification attached to that training?
Absolutely. People qualify to become a sophrologist or sophrology practitioner.
Right.
And is a recognised title both in England and in the rest of Europe.
Right.
It's professional associations in England and in France actually validate that title.
Okay, cool. I just think it's neat. I'd like to be a sophrologist.
You can say it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, but, because a lot of people wouldn't know what it is yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could, kind of
yeah,
go,
yeah, it's got an edge to it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I'm a sophrologist. And they go, oh, I better not bend over or something,
So what kind of techniques do you use? Do you find, for example, water and sound water very relaxing?
That was cool.
It's Jules's one sound effect that she has to do every week. Sorry about this.
Although you didn't do it last time I was here.
No, because it's my new sound effect.
Mm. Well, we don't... One interesting thing, actually, is we don't use music or any kind of background, effects or sounds to help.
Right.
We really only use the power of our voice.
Mm-hmm.
And we teach people methods and exercises they can do by themselves.
Right. So it is fairly similar to mindfulness from that point of view. Yeah.
It is. I would say the main difference is that in mindfulness... they use yoga and meditation tools as they were created.
Yep.
Whereas we have transformed them.
Okay.
I'm not saying one is better than the other.
It's just
that's where the main difference is, really.
Absolutely.
We have turned them into something, the idea was to turn those tools into something more modern, quicker maybe to use in our everyday mad life when you can't find 2 hours except on a Sunday morning.
Well, yeah, absolutely. No, you're absolutely right. A lot of things with these types of therapies and interventions are what suits you as a person as well, isn't it?
Exactly.
Some people respond better to some types of things than others.
Absolutely.
It doesn't mean to say one works and one doesn't. It just, absolutely. Okay, so you, when you were on before, you were going to write a book, and you have.
I have.
So tell us about it. Give us, what's the title of the book again?
It's Instant Serenity for Life and Work, and there's a subtitle which says An Introduction to Sophrology.
Fantastic. And that is published now?
Absolutely.
And it's available, it's a hard copy book you got there. Is there a digital version as well, Jan?
Yes, so you can download it on Kindle as well.
So you can download it, presumably, from Kindle and Amazon or what have you?
Amazon, absolutely.
And fantastic.
You can find the hard copy on Amazon. There's one little detail there. You can find the Kindle version on all the Amazon websites, but for the time being, you can only find the hard copy on Amazon.com.
Right, okay.
It's printed in the US, so...
Right,
just
okay.
Got it out there, so it's coming.
It
you can order it from the UK, but it's coming
sure.
from the US.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know how that works. it takes time to filter down into the various countries. Yeah, good. So give us an overview of what the book covers. I know you've kind of gone over that with sophrology in general anyway, but just tell us a bit about, step us through the book and, you know, why we should buy the book as well as come on the program.
Well, the book is really both meant as an introduction to sophrology and as a practical guide with a very simple exercises you can use in your everyday life and to help, you know, with stress and different different anxieties and near panic situations in your life, just like when you're coming to a radio show and the road is closed, for instance. And I thought, this is a perfect example of what my work is all about.
So what did you do?
Well, I have to tell the listener, she arrived completely calm, completely composed, sat down beautifully, and just started talking. It certainly works in her case. She's a great advert for it, I have to tell you.
Yeah, you should have seen me 20 years ago. I wasn't like that. Now, what I did basically, for instance, as I was driving, trying to mildly find my way around, I was breathing very calmly and very deeply. And when I got here, although I was already a little bit late, I took one more minute. I thought 1 minute is not going to make a difference. And just did a very simple exercise of breathing in and contracting all my muscles and breathing out and letting them go. And here I was, cute as a cucumber.
Calm and ready to go. Brilliant. Just coming back, because I just thought of it. I don't know the way to put this. If one is in need of sophrology, is there a set program or is it a one-to-one type of thing that you do?
You don't have a set program as with mindfulness.
Right.
But you can have one-to-ones or you can have group work. It really depends on the sophrologist. You will find sophrologists who offer both and some who offer one or the other.
Right.
Depends on the setting, etc. But both are possible. In a group situation, you will get more general round, you know, well-being techniques.
Yeah.
And in a one-to-one, obviously, we would focus on exactly what you want to work on.
Yeah.
What is it that's not working right for you? Yeah. And we're trying to fix that, basically.
Okay.
Give you the tools.
I know this is a horrible question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. I mean, in general, how many sessions would you expect to do with someone when you're looking at resolving a fairly standard, you know, stressful situation? So nothing too major. Because obviously that, you know, could take ages.
It's hard to say because everybody's different.
Yeah,
it's
course.
Not really a question of what the case is, but what the person is like. But I would say in most cases between 5 and 10 sessions.
Right, okay. Okay.
But cool. In your case, probably about 40.
Cases I've had up to, a year probably.
Yeah, sure. So that would be the rest of my life, really. Yeah.
And then she'll can say whatever she wants and you'll be fine and relaxed.
Cool. I'm sure I can find a way.
Okay. Can you give us some of the chapter headings from your book, just so that the listeners can get a feel for it?
Okay.
Have you got an offer, a special offer for Business Bunker?
Well, there is an interesting companion to this book, which is a set of recordings, because there are some short and some long exercises in the book, and the longer exercises have been recorded.
Right.
And these are accessible through my website. They normally cost £27, but if people email me saying they've been listening to us on the Business Bunker, then I'm very happy to actually offer that to them.
Cool. Okay, that's brilliant. So we'll get the details for that towards the end of the interview, and then we'll put it all on the Bunker website so people can follow up. So just go through the chapters in the book at the moment.
Well, the chapters, the main sections are what is sophrology, toolkit or basic techniques, and in there you've got body scan, dynamic relaxation, visualization, breathing. Another section is change your life with sophrology, and the three main aspects there are listen to yourself, take a break, and mindfulness.
Cool. That sounds pretty good to me. That's fairly comprehensive. Brilliant stuff. Give us the title of the book again.
Instant Serenity for Life and Work.
Instant Serenity for Life and Work. You can get the hard copy version from Amazon.com. You can download a digital version from Amazon. Can you order it from your website?
Well, you will find a link on my website, but it will get you to Amazon. So it's
okay. So there is a link on your website anyway. Mm-hmm. Give us a shout for your website.
So it's sophroacademy.co.uk.
Cool. And there is already a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website. It's on the homepage at the moment, and it'll also be on the show page in perpetuity, so that you can follow up with that any time. As Florence kindly suggested, if you want to avail yourself of her recordings, you can go to her website and you can get a discounted version of that by going to her website and emailing her, and then she will let you know, and her, presumably her email and contact is on her website. So do all of those things, because I assure you it works, and Florence is living proof of that. When she arrived today, if I'd have gone through what she'd have gone through to get here, I would have been spitting feathers. I really would. And she was calmness personified, was she not, Jules?
She was.
And I have booked Jules in for 85 lessons between now and next week, in the hope that we can calm her down in some way. And also, people can follow you on Twitter, Florence, is that
they
right?
Can.
Tell us your Twitter handle.
It's very simple. It's Sophro Academy.
Sophro Academy on Twitter. So do follow Florence. For the moment, Florence, thank you so much for joining us. Please stay. We haven't actually got that much longer left on the show. Please stay for the rest of the show, though.
Thank you.
It's absolute pleasure to hear from you. And one more shout for the title of the book.
Instant Serenity for Life and Work.
Instant Serenity for Life and Work. I feel calmer already. Thank you.
Thank
it's
you,
It's lovely to see you again. Well, we've got a few more tweets building up. We've got loads of emails still, have we not, Mrs. Serkin?
Yes, we have. We have.
I want to read something here that young Mel Hutchins gave me.
Oh, the lovely Mel.
The lovely Mel. It's about a little local event, so we're doing a little marshy thing here. Mm-hmm. It's the Red Cross. They have coffee mornings, and they are held on the second Saturday of each month, starting on Saturday the 9th of March, which I believe is this Saturday. And they are at the Old School Trust, New Romney, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The entrance is £2, and it includes a cup of tea or coffee and a piece of cake. And all the proceeds go to the Red Cross. There will be games tables where you can play Scrabble, cards, dominoes, and something called Rummy Cub.
Oh, yeah, Rummy Cub. Yeah.
Never heard of it.
No, I have.
And it is?
It's a game, like a little board game.
Oh, is it? Rummy Cub?
Yeah, Rummy
Cub. Never heard of it.
But, yeah, I think it's a kiddies sort of thing.
Okay, well, you can play it along with Scrabble, cards and dominoes. £2 to get in at the Old School Trust in New Romney on Saturday the 9th of March.
Well, maybe I'm thinking of that thing you make at Christmas, you know, where you put all the fruit in a big kiln jar. That's called Rummel Cup or something. Let's not go there, because I can see you've made that face again, which means I just have to stop. There
why
is
does everything?
You make at Christmas.
Why does everything come back to alcohol?
I don't know. The lady.
Anyway, Prosecco on.
Lady Mayoress. Oh, I had a lovely one last night with blueberries in, which I thought was very healthy. Lady Mayoress's charity quiz evening, Saturday the 23rd of March, 7 o'clock at the United Forces Social Club, 41 Central Parade in Herne Bay. Tickets are £6, tables of 8, raffle, fab prizes. Food is provided. To book, call Alison Hargreaves on Canterbury number 01227 862 082. So that's a quiz evening for the Lady Mayoress's charity, and that's from the lovely Barbara that came to the tweet up, Canterbury tweet up at Alenley's.
Cool. You've obviously got Chris Pollard, who is now on the same wavelength as you, and he's tweeting ridiculous things. Thank you, Chris. Apparently purple alpacas are born in Limehouse, and they're not popular in Bermondsey at all.
I've lost the thread.
Yeah, you? Never mind. But he says there are three in the local job centre. So thank you for that, Chris.
Keep taking the hallucinogenics.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got an email here. Hi, Paul and Jules. Calling all cake makers. Sally for Cakes is going to be giving a cake craft demonstration in Copperfields Cookshop. People only send me these things, so I can't say them, don't they?
Yeah.
In Copperfields Cookshop on the 9th of March, that's this Saturday, from 11 a.m. onwards.
Another Dickens reference. We've had two Dickens references today in the
Absolutely,
show.
Yeah.
Copperfield.
It's Charles Dickens Day today.
David Copperfield.
Yeah. And Miss Havisham.
Miss Havisham.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Sally will be demonstrating how to use various cake equipment that is sold in the shop, and will also be selling some special novelty Mother's Day cupcakes presented in handbag-shaped cake boxes.
Oh.
Blimey. Come and see how to work with sugar flour paste and make sugar blossoms and daisies, which are popular decorations for wedding cakes. See how different nozzles give different patterns for cupcake decorating, and see how to decorate some Easter cookies. Come and ask Sally questions if you have something particularly you'd like to make and don't know how to get started. The selected cake decorating equipment will have 10% off on Saturday, and you can come and see how to use all the various equipment. You can also come down and have a go at guessing the name of the dinosaur cake. It's only a pound a go, and all the money is going to Pilgrim's Hospices. So there's lots more in this email, but I'm afraid we haven't got time to read it all out. So it's Sally for Cakes, doing cake demonstrations, selling cake equipment, raising money for Pilgrim's Hospices, and 100 other things, all at Copperfields Cookshop on the 9th of March. Any idea where that is? Is that in Whitstable?
Copperfields is in the Whitstable High Street. As you go down towards the harbour, it's on the right.
Okay.
Facing the sea, it's on the right. Fabulous indie store. Great. Great for cooks.
Cool. You can find out more about all of that on Sally's website, which is Sally4Cakes. That's sally4cakes.co.uk. Or you can call her on 07738-528-802. That's 07738-528-802. Kill.
Did you know that the government has published a children's and families bill on shared parental leave and flexible working? And they've published this bill, which will, amongst other things, reform the way parents can share maternity leave by introducing a new system of shared parental leave and pay. And the bill also includes the extension of the right to request flexible working to all employees. You can get details of that with the Federation of Small Businesses. So have a look on their website, just Google Federation of Small Businesses, and we will put that up on the Bunker website after the show.
Cool. We've had a tweet from Telcare Limited, the lovely Lisa Settle from Telcare, the telecoms people over in Medway.
She's been listening to Channel Radio since 11 o'clock. Then.
Yeah, I know. She's a great supporter of all of our shows.
What does she say?
Has Jules lost it? Told her she should have shared the flapjacks. You're right, Lisa. You are not wrong.
There's a whole tin, Lisa.
Yeah, it was. You should have seen her. She stuffed her face full of flapjack.
Paul's on one of his diets, so I had to eat them all.
That is true. That is true. But she wouldn't have given me one of them anyway. So that's just a poor excuse. Right. Talking about food, there's a Spitfire networking lunch on Thursday the 7th of March. That's 12 noon till 2 p.m. at the Spitfire Pub, 1 Liberty Square, Kings Hill, Westmorling. It's £5, and there's a lunch provided, and it's supported by Core Financial Services, and they host it. It's a not-for-profit networking event supporting local businesses. To let them know that you're coming, please email dRutherford@coreifa.co.uk. So that's Core IFA, the financial services people. They are holding a networking event at the Spitfire Pub on Thursday, lunchtime this Thursday. So do get along to that. You can do another email, and then I'll read some more tweets.
You're just looking at me really warily.
No, I don't know what's... I hate to think what you got there, and I don't know what you're going to come out
with.
No,
I told you I was a little bit hormonal today.
I don't need to know that. Thank you.
Scientifica is delighted to be involved with two key Sussex-based academic events to coincide with the support for Brain Awareness Week, BAW. Brain Awareness Week runs from the 11th of March to the 15th. It's a global campaign to increase public awareness of the progress and benefits of brain research. The annual campaign was founded by the Dana Foundation, and its aim is to share info about the science of the brain, the benefits of brain research, and encourage further insights by giving out research grants. During this week, the 12th of March, Fabrizio Sizia from Scientifica will present to a... Sounds like a nice little Italian, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. Doesn't he? What do you think? Nice little Italian.
Absolutely.
Fabrizio Sizia from Scientifica will present to a Year 10 Uckfield Community Technology College, the UCTC audience. So Year 10 is just coming up to sixth form. He'll cover engaging topics such as how the brain works, typical neural disorders that affect the young, and why scientists decide to research these areas of interest. Mike Ball, who's head of science at the UCTC, said to the Business Bunker, "These two events fit well into the UK's government 2004 Science and Innovation Investment Framework, set to drive the UK's standing as a centre of research, increase investment in research and development, and supply and support a strong supply of scientists, engineers and technology." So to contact for more details on this, Catherine Arnold. There is a phone number which I'll read out after. Get your pen ready. And it's Catherine with a C dot Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D, at Scientifica, with an A at the end, .uk.com. So that's scientifica.uk.com. 01825749924. And that's Brain Awareness Week, B-A-W.
Cool.
Yes.
I've had a tweet from Len Liz. That'll be the furniture store in Roper Road, Canterbury.
With free parking.
Loving today's Business Bunker show on Channel Radio with Vanilla Webb and Jules Serkin. Do pop in and see us. We have spring offers. That's in Roper Road, Canterbury. So thank you for that. The folks at Lend This. Is the chap in charge of the bed department still there? What was his name?
Yes, Dennis.
Dennis the bed.
Dennis Brophy.
Dennis, yeah. The bread. Yeah.
Dennis the bedhead.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Head of beds.
They also have a lovely Rebecca, but she's just moved down to the ground floor now.
Has she?
Yeah.
Funny.
And somebody just went in there for the first time the other day, and they tweeted about it, and they were given a free frangipane cake and a coffee.
Really?
Yeah, just for tweeting that they were in Lendis.
Can't be bad.
How lovely.
How about this then?
What then?
High speed to the War and Peace Revival.
Oh yeah.
The War and Peace Revival, the world's largest military vehicle event, is excited to announce that the high-speed train will be stopping at Western Hanger train station purely for the weekend of the big event. RAF Western Hanger, which is the old Folkestone Racecourse, Kent, is the location for the spectacular new War and Peace Revival from the 17th to the 21st of July, with its access directly off Junction 11 of the M20 and Western Hanger mainline rail station right next door. Transport to the show could not be easier. Or could it? Thanks to Southeastern Rail Company, the War and Peace Revival is delighted to announce that the high-speed train will stop at Western Hanger Station on Saturday the 20th and Sunday the 21st of July, especially for the War and Peace Revival. This one-off opportunity will give visitors a swift and easy ride from London and beyond to the show. The journey from London's St Pancras to Western Hanger will be around 45 minutes.
That's amazing.
During the weekend, making it even easier to visit the world's largest military vehicle and vintage festival. High Speed 1 is the railway between St Pancras International in London and the Channel Tunnel, and connects with the international high speed routes between London and Paris, London and Brussels. Travelling at up to 140 miles an hour, this is the UK's first high speed domestic train service, and it has dramatically reduced journey times from Kent to London. St Pancras has more tube connections than any London overground station, and there's excellent bus and rail links. For full details on the War and Peace Revival 2013 and to order your tickets, please go to www.thewarandpeacerevival.co.uk. That's www.thewarandpeacerevival.co.uk, or you can call the box office on 0845 652 626263. That's 0845 652 626263.
Very beautifully read there. I think you've been practicing the sophrology.
I'm calm now.
Already.
It only took 5 minutes of talking to Florence to calm me down.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to say a big shout out to Billy Dean Kent.
Hello, Billy Dean Kent.
Because he gave me a brand new PC, because I'm all Mac, as you know, but I needed a PC for my admin. Mm-hmm. He sorted all that out. He sorted out all my Wi-Fi, because I had terrible pockets where my phone was on 3G all the time, and I was getting these, you know, using loads of giga, whatever it is. What's it called? Gigs. I can tell you we're not listening.
Hold on. Well, I was trying to make head and tail of what you were wobbling on about. You've used loads of diggers.
Gigabytes.
All
I was
right.
Using 3 gigas or something. Anyway, so he's plugged all these things in all around my house, and now I'm on Wi-Fi wherever I am in the house. Then, as you know, I got fibre optic, so that's great. And he did all my stuff, and he's fab.
Right.
Absolutely fab. Billy Dean Kent.
I did hear once or a dozen times that you got fibre optic now, Jules.
Yeah, I love it.
I also heard a few dozen times that you got a smart TV.
Yes, and I can listen to and the Business
you
Bunker
to,
on
you
it.
Listen to the Business Bunker on it.
Yes. There's another show I like to listen to too. 11 o'clock on a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, that is brilliant.
Scarf and Quaff.
David Hamilton.
Oh, no, oh. Scarf and Quaff.
All right.
It's again on a Saturday at 5 to 6.
Is it?
Have you heard that Dr. Sin on a Sunday? S-Y-N.
Dr. Sin?
Yes.
It's one of my favourite shows, that.
Yeah, sounded remarkably familiar.
Did it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. No, it was a good show, though. I listened to that. It was brilliant, wasn't it? Yeah. Sunday morning, 11 o'clock.
Surprised you were up.
Sorry?
Surprised you were up.
Yeah, no. Anyway, hello. Have you ever thought of offering a privileged discount to your staff or clients for their holiday arrangements? At Inspirational Destinations, we would be interested in offering you an incentive scheme whereby all members of your staff and their family are able to have a discount on holidays booked through Inspirational Destinations Limited. Excuse me. All our holidays are atoll bonded, which give clients that extra peace of mind to plan and thoroughly enjoy their break. We can either personally craft the holiday experience to clients' exact requirements or simply book an off-the-shelf package holiday with the largest names in the travel industry. Inspirational Destinations Limited is an ABTA bonded travel agency backed by one of the market leaders in travel, Hayes Travel Limited, and we are focused on giving our clients the very best personal service, whether that is for the holiday requirements, a business trip, a city break, or just a visit to the theatre. We have negotiated fantastic prices with over 500 suppliers, so you can be assured that you will always be getting a top-of-the-range service coupled with fantastic value for money. We also specialise in ski holidays, and you can see our specialist ski website at www.inspirationalski.co.uk. If you have time, take a look at our bespoke activity holiday company, Inspirational Experiences, and the website for that is www.inspirationalexperiences.co.uk. That's inspirationalexperiences.co.uk. We are firm believers in people-to-people contact and giving that extra special customer service. We are proud of our customer service ethos and to give all of our travel clients a great service and go the extra mile. I'll be really interested in coming to discuss our offer or finding out about any of the benefits of partnering with us. You can contact us at our website, inspirationalexperiences.co.uk, and that's from Emma Nugent. So thank you for that, Emma. So if you if your company would like to partner with them offering staff or client holiday arrangements, get in touch. Or if you just want to book a holiday, basically.
Yeah, holidays are very good, aren't they?
I believe so. I did go on one once.
Do you remember?
It was a long time ago.
Bloodhound Supersonic Car visits Sittingbourne. This is manana. If you've got time to go along, the Bloodhound Supersonic Car will be in Kent tomorrow. There'll be a business networking breakfast on the 6th of March, which is Wednesday tomorrow, 8 o'clock to 9:30 at the Swale Skills Centre, Eurolink Industrial Estate, Sittingbourne, Kent. It's organised and supported by the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce. The breakfast is open to both chamber members and non-members with an opportunity to find out what it's like to drive at 1,000 miles per hour in the Bloodhound Simulator and lots more. So all details here will be on www.bloodhoundswale.co.uk. Thank you for that. That's Ken Wheeler has sent that info in. And there's a special breakfast, of course, as I said, and it's all details regarding the Bloodhound, www.bloodhoundswale.co.uk. What's it like to drive at 1,000 miles per hour, Paul Andrews?
Pretty fast, I would imagine.
I reckon.
I've never done that. I've never driven at 1,000 miles an hour. My tops is 200.
Is it?
Yeah, and that was scary enough.
Yeah, I think when I was a JPS girl, I think I actually just dropped this into the car. I used to have a Team Lotus at Spree.
Yeah, your own.
That was my company car.
Yep.
And there were five given out to five Dolly Birds at the time. And
I never know you worked for Team Lotus. What was that?
Yeah,
my ex-wife used to work for
Team Lotus. Well, I was a JPS girl.
So was Chris.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, how bizarre.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to meet her and find out. Mm. But
no, absolutely not. Absolutely no chance. I'm not that masochistic, believe me.
But four of these cars were written off in fields by four of the girls. I was the only one that didn't crash mine. I did drive around Brown's Hatch the wrong way in it.
As you would.
Before I saw them waving flags at me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I did 180, 200, I don't know. I went fast anyway.
Cool. Yes. Well, we've suddenly got another flurry of tweets in, and obviously people have got a second wind.
They've just woken up.
Kevin Hadlow's obviously finished his physiotherapy because he's back and listening now, and he says, what a fantastic day for gardening. The weather is lovely.
Was he moving his pebbles about? Was there one on the beach? I've lost track.
No. That was Chris that was on the beach.
Oh.
No, Kevin's just saying, what a great day for gardening.
Well, he's men.
Well, we would... you need to remember that Kevin is in fact the general manager of Dobby's Garden Centre in Gillingham. So there is an ulterior motive for saying that, I would have thought. Yeah. So thank you for that, Kevin. You're absolutely right. It is fantastically fabulous gardening weather. And for all your gardening supplies, I suggest you get to Dobby's.
If you need a gilet or a wheelbarrow.
You wouldn't need a gilet in this weather, would you?
You might, because you want to keep your chest warm, don't you?
Whatever. Oh, we've got some new listeners. Justine and Natalie. Barker Bourne is their Twitter handle. Hi, Vanilla Web. Could you mention our fab interiors and fashion event on the 21st of March at Mount Edgecombe? And Mount Edgecombe is also a Twitter handle. It's T Mount Edgecombe. Mm. Further details can be found at eventbrite.co.uk/event/555-14846. You're not going to remember that, so I'll copy that link and put it on the Business Monkey website so that you can follow up with it later. So that's interior and fashion event on the 21st of March at Mount Edgecombe, which I think is Tunbridge Wells.
Yeah.
So do get along to that, and I'll put the link to the website so that you can find out more on the Business Monkey website. And thank you for following us, Sadies.
There's one here, tweet here from the lovely Rob Parker with his fabulous assistant, Mike, who's helping him out. You know, Rob took on 28 new contracts last week.
28?
Yeah, in 1 week. New contracts.
Where's he getting them?
I don't know. He never leaves his office. It's his Twitter handle is at GoVicinity, and it's Rob Parker, GoVicinity Create. He says, hi, guys. Hope to see you both at the Create FW. Oh, it's hashtag, sorry, Create F Fruitworks. At Fruitworks Co. on Thursday night for us creative professional type people.
Absolutely. I'll be there.
You will. I won't be there, but I do want to come to one. So, Rob, keep telling me when they are. I can't come because I'm out on Thursday night with a multiple sclerosis thing at the Canterbury Cathedral.
Oh, cool. So you'll only be around the corner anyway.
With Mary Daly. Well, yeah, but I can't do both. I can't sing and...
No, well, we wouldn't let you in anyway.
No, you wouldn't.
No.
But well, there's free beer, isn't there?
There's free beer.
Ah.
Free beer, free tea, free coffee, free juice.
Mm, and thanks, Rob, for helping me when I uploaded stuff on my website.
Mm. Kevin Hadlow says 1,000 miles an hour on the M25 isn't very likely, really, is it?
No.
No, that's true.
It's not. Mothering Sunday lunch. This is from Hilda Marie Smith. Mum eats free when accompanied by 3 full-paying adults. HMS at the Abbey, which is just on the London Road in Faversham at the school there, which is... God, I've forgotten the name of the school.
Abbey School.
It's
the Abbey School. Yeah.
Told you
thank
I was,
you, France. Yeah.
Told you I was hormonal. Thank you, merci beaucoup.
De rien.
They've designed a fantastic menu with mum in mind, and the best part is that mum eats free when she's accompanied by 3 full-paying adults. You can call 01-795-229-714 for bookings. Mum eats free. There you are.
Do you know, Florence, when I started this programme
a couple of
years ago... I feel a
derogatory comment coming on.
I used to have a full head of hair. No, I really did. I know it's hard to believe. I really did have hair.
And do you know what his dream was? To set up a sensible business show.
Absolutely.
Mm. And I've helped him all along the way.
Yeah.
Mm.
Exactly. Enough said. We've had a tweet from Whitstable Stove Shop. Hopefully we'll be opening our second new showroom in a couple of weeks.
Wow.
Whitstable Stove Shop is expanding. 5 new surveys today alone.
Wow, that must be a pot belly stove.
Yeah.
They're expanding.
Yeah, absolutely. And Rob Parker and GoVicinity with their 28 contracts. I mean, it just shows you there's loads of work to be had.
Mm.
You know, let's stop being miserable, everybody. There's work to be had. Ignore the politicians. They're the problem. Ignore the government. They cause all the aggravation. Ignore the media. They talk rubbish.
I'm very worried now because I know who you're going to be sitting next to at the Produced in Kent Awards.
Not for long.
A politician.
Security, quickly. Yeah.
You'll be sort of dragged out, won't you?
Talking of politicians, we ought to give a quick mention as well to Kate Brazier.
We should.
Who was here earlier. Katie's Puddings, she is on Twitter. So, and she's also got a blog, Katie's Puddings,
yeah,
hasn't she?
Yeah, I'm not sure what she is on Twitter. Is she Katie's Puddings?
Katie's Puddings, because I followed her earlier.
Okay, so she said you can just Google Katie's Puddings and it comes up.
Yeah,
and
blog.
She, her blog comes up. And she brought in some lovely flapjacks, of which I...
Yeah, and we're suffering the consequences of those, Katie. Thank you for that. Yes. Not. But it was a pleasure to meet Katie earlier on today. Blimey, look. We're getting loads and loads of things now. Telco are saying, we think it's actually a lovely day to buy a new telephone system, or to order some new telephone lines. You're quite right. And if you'd like to do that, which you would, because it's the right kind of day to do it,
yes,
then you really ought to do it through Telco Limited. And you can find Telco Limited. I think their website's telcare.co.uk, but you can follow them on Twitter at telcareltd, and follow up with them. And that, I can highly recommend those folks.
So can I.
They supply our broadband that works here.
Yes.
We had loads of problems with that.
Well, they sorted you out, didn't
they? We had loads of problems with our broadband until Telcare came on the scene and sorted it all out.
Yeah.
So big up to them for that.
Thanks, Lisa Marie.
Yeah. And Kevin Hadlow just said, really? Has the world gone mad? Kevin, I think it has. It certainly has in this studio, anyway.
Lisa Marie was eating a pear this morning when I was doing Scoff and Quaff.
Was she?
It's very healthy.
Pair of what?
A pair of pears.
Right. We've got loads of things to get through and not much time left.
Okay.
There's only about 3 minutes left. The Weald of Kent Golf Course over there at Headcorn have a charity evening with the former Chelsea, Tottenham, West Ham and England legend Jimmy Greaves. On Monday the 18th of March at the Weald of Kent Golf Club, Headcorn near Maidstone. It's 6:30 p.m. for 7:15 start. Tables of 10 are £375 or individual punishes at £38. The charities that you're supporting are the British Leukemia Research and VICTA, V-I-C-T-A, a children's charity for blind or partially blind children. Please help us by supporting this event. To book your places, please ring Philippa Furley on 01622 891671, or you can email at info@weildofkent. That's weild-of-kent.co.uk. So that's the Weald of Kent Golf Club, Monday the 18th of March, a charity dinner, an evening with Jimmy Greaves.
Wow.
Legend.
Yeah, Jimmy Greaves. I mean, there's a real name.
You know, absolutely.
Of course, Georgie Best would have been there if he hadn't drunk so much. He would have been a legend there, wouldn't he?
He quite possibly could have
been.
Have you got many emails left?
I've got Duh.
Okay, so have I.
And, do you want me to read Urn first?
I'm going to read one because it's a multiple one.
Go on then.
The latest acquisition by Westmorland-based insurance broker Aston Stock Group takes the company's takeover tally to 4 over the last 18 months. The group now has a network of offices in the UK that stretches from Cornwall to the west of Scotland, employing 225 people. The latest deal involves the acquisition of Fife Group, a subsidiary of Royal & Sun Alliance. The purchase includes Fife's 4 subsidiaries, which will bring a number of strong additional brands, including Pitstop, Roadrunner and Motor Trade Solutions, into the Aston Scott portfolio.
Mm.
So all power to them. That's Aston Scott, the insurance brokers based in Westmorland, going from strength to strength. Also, 2 shops which have stood empty in Guildhall Street, Folkestone, for over a year have been brought to life by new owners. Karen House is set to open Ooh La La Boudoir Photography Studio.
Love it.
At the end of March, and Mehmet Goncalı is already trading from the dry cleaners, which is called Kent Alterations.
Now, I wonder if Mehmet's Turkish or Arabic. I think that's Turkish, Mehmet, don't you?
By the look of the surname, I would say it's Turkish.
What's the surname?
Goncalı.
Oh, you say it so well.
Yeah.
It's not Delight, then?
Nope.
Turkish Delight.
At a time when trendy coffee bars dominate our town centres, it seems almost to hark back to another age to be talking about tea. But for Nick Gandon, tea is the centre of his personal universe.
Mm.
The 55-year-old recently invested everything he had into completing the management buyout of London tea merchants Reginald Amy's and relocating it to a modern industrial unit in Tunbridge. Born in Sevenoaks, Mr. Gandon worked at Reginald Amy's during his school holidays before going off to Loughborough University to study. He has now bought out the business Reginald Amy's, who are a tea emporium based in Tunbridge.
A tea emporium.
Absolutely.
I tell you what, I do like a good tea, though, don't you?
Absolutely. But I'm afraid we've reached the end of the show.
We've
run out of time. We're almost there. We've got one more tweet. We've got some emails left to read. But really, we've got no time to do any of that.
Don't forget, we've had 2 fantastic offers for Bunker listeners, haven't we, Paul?
We have indeed.
One, a book.
Yeah.
And the other one?
Was space.
Space
at the near desk. Yeah.
Only if you're flexible, though, and you can touch your toes.
Absolutely. So it just leads me to say a big thank you to Jill Sirkin and our fantastic guests, Daryl Woodhouse of Advantage Business Partnership and Florence Perot of the Sophrology Academy. Thank you so much for joining us. Quick last shout for Florence's book.
Instant serenity for life and work.
Instant serenity for life and work. You've been listening to the Business Bunker Show. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week. Have a fantastic spring week, and we will be back then.
Have some water.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff.